Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. We are talking fantasy playoffs. It is that time of year already. Let's go.
Jordan open. Chicago with the lead. Bryant to Jack.
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life. He's responsible.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at BallBoysNBA and on Instagram at BallBoysFantasyBasketball. And as always, I'm joined by Callum Mack, the guru himself. How are you, man?
Yes, doing well, Mitch. I just want to start off by a bit of a shout out to all the fantasy guys out there that listen to us. I respect all of you guys. We love you. It's been a grind. It's a grind. We're at the playoffs now.
We're here.
Well, almost. We're almost at the fantasy playoffs.
Yeah.
And this is where it gets exciting. This is where the bragging rights really come into play.
Yeah, this is what we've been working for all year, guys. This is what we've been scouring the waiver wire, buying low, selling high, all this good stuff. This is what it's for, the fantasy playoffs. So let's get hyped. Let's get into it. And we're going to help you out. So if you've made it this far, you've made it to the fantasy playoffs, bit of a clap. Congratulations. That's the first part of the season done. Now we've got to talk about how are we going to go through the playoffs. So obviously this is head-to-head related. This can be used for both points leagues and category leagues, but we will touch a bit on category league specific stuff towards the end of the podcast. But we are previewing week one of the fantasy playoffs. It's week 19 on standard Yahoo leagues. So the week after the All-Star break, sometimes it's week 20, depending on if your week, if your system counts the All-Star break as 1 week or two. But we are discussing a few things today. We're discussing back-to-backs, streaming targets, quality games, and targets for specific categories for streamers as well. So let's get stuck into it. Week 19, we're going to highlight a couple of teams for this week. One good, one bad. The good highlight we're going to make is the Toronto Raptors, who have 5 games this week. The bad one we're going to highlight is that the Portland Trailblazers only have 2 games this week. Every other team has either 3 or 4, so sort of your average there. But these two teams are on the opposite end of the spectrum. So your guys with your Raptors, you're looking really good. You might be able to get a few extra games out of those basement guys. The guys with the Portland Trailblazers, your fringe kind of players there, they might not be worth holding on to. So some of those guys, even like your Justice Winslow or players like that, because they've only got 2 games, especially if you're in a weekly changes league, they might not be worth having for this week of the fantasy playoffs. What can we take away from these two teams, Cal, or anyone in particular that you're looking at either adding or getting rid of?
I guess the two couple players that I think you probably should really consider picking up if it fits your build would be one of my favorite players, Chris Boucher. I do joke around because I've never been a fan of Chris Boucher.
Yeah.
But 5 games, there should be some bright sparks, you'd hope there. And also Thad Young.
Yeah.
He put up 21 minutes per game. 21 minutes in his last game played. And even though it was stats that didn't quite jump out, he was still good field goal, 10 points, 5 rebounds. And if he does that over 5 games, that's better than someone putting up some much better stats over a 3-game kind of stretch, which is, I guess, the average is 3 or 4. Yeah. So those two guys, yeah, Chris Boucher and Thad Young, you really should be looking to pick up now, hopefully before the week starts next week. So you can obviously stream more players once again.
Yeah, we're getting a bit ahead of ourselves now, but just a little bit of a tidbit. The Toronto Raptors do have a back-to-back on the Monday, Tuesday. So you've got two games right at the start of the week. So if you can make that addition, if you know your matchup already, or if you know you're locked into your sort of playoffs, you can make that acquisition now and save yourself another ad, and then you can stock them up towards the end of the week as well. So I do agree. I think both those players, as much as like we both lament Chris Boucher, he does have a role, and as a streamer, I think that's his spot. He is rostered in 69% of Yahoo leagues, which I think is way too high. But if he is on your waiver wire and you need blocks, obviously he is a guy that can give you a lot of blocks this week. So definitely consider adding him. We are recording this on Wednesday night, the 23rd of February. So this is before we've seen any action after the All-Star break. So I am expecting that Thaddeus Young's minutes do actually continue to ramp up. So obviously he's only played at the time of recording that one game that's of any significance. The game before that he played 12 minutes. But I see them ramping his minutes up a little bit more. I think he's actually going to feature more in the offense even than a Chris Boucher for this Raptors squad moving forward. And he's someone that, especially in limited minutes, he can give you some good assists, give you some good steals, good field goal percentage. So he is someone that I think can definitely help you in a streaming sense.
Yeah, I would also prioritize Thad Young over Chris Boucher as well. Yeah. I reiterate that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, but of course, this podcast will drop in a couple of days, so we'll have a bit of time to sort of see at least one or two games of his minutes before the playoffs, or the fantasy playoffs start off. It might actually only be one game. So at least you'll have a little bit more information than we do right now, so keep that in mind. Let's move on to the quality games. Now, it's a bit of a funny week because the busiest day of the week is the Friday, and there's only 9 games on that day. So normally we have some days where there's like 11, 12, 13 games and you won't be able to add anyone in and use them on that day. But this week, it looks like the busiest day is 9 and all the other days have 8 or fewer with no really low volume days. So you should be able to stream most days of the week. So when we're going to talk about these streaming acquisitions and these back-to-backs, obviously each team is different, so keep that in mind. But on a week like this, chances are you'll be able to add someone every day and then use them in your starting roster. So good days and good week to get your streaming acquisitions. And even more important, that if you do have that playoff spot locked in, you can make an ad earlier on and then you can get heaps of ads for this week. So let's talk about back-to-backs. Monday to Tuesday, we've got 3 teams. We've got the Brooklyn Nets, we've got the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Toronto Raptors on that Monday to Tuesday back-to-back. Anyone from these 3 teams here, Cal, that catch your eye or maybe you want to start the week off with a couple of games with one ad?
Yeah, look, there'd be a couple of names there. The Brooklyn Nets and Timberwolves, there's a few guys in the waiver wire that have been pretty reasonable this year. You got someone like your Cam Thomas right now, who's pretty hot with the injuries. He's worth having a look at. Your Pat Bev for the Timberwolves, we've mentioned in previous pods. And as I said, with the Raptors, Thad Young would be my number one pick there. So that's why I probably would be considering of those guys. Obviously, it depends on obviously what your build is. Do you have any other ideas off the top of your brain?
I think they're the main guys. I also want to give a shout out to Jaden McDaniels of the Minnesota Timberwolves if you need some defensive stats. And I know Vanderbilt's been dropped a fair bit in recent times, so he might be floating around on some waiver wires. If you need like a rebound or a steal stream, he might be someone that you look at. And it's good to monitor those minutes between him and Jaden. We won't get too much more opportunity before this back-to-back to assess that situation, but I still think in limited minutes, someone like a Vanderbilt can give you the stats that he gives you, and he doesn't need that many minutes to be worthwhile. There's only one team that has a back-to-back on Tuesday, Wednesday, and that's the Houston Rockets. So, you know, back-to-backs, maybe they rest a Christian Wood. Maybe an Eric Gordon gets a bit of a rest or something like that. So, obviously, you've got players, our favorite guy in the world, Alperen Şengün and KJ Martin Jr., probably the two guys that I'm looking at the most. What are your thoughts on those guys there, Cal?
You know, I love me some Şengün. He's definitely worth a shout-out. Maybe even your Dennis Schroeder, potentially. He's been getting some minutes with them. He's only rostered in 61% of leagues, so it could be there for a bit of
good shout.
more so assists.
He looks like he's actually going to get some minutes now. Hey, like I thought he wasn't going to play on this team at all, but it looks like they're giving him minutes.
He's been starting, and I guess Kevin Porter Jr. has missed a few games now, which has helped. Mm-hmm. He's got an illness, and I guess that you're kind of banking and you're hoping that he remains out for this little stretch.
I mean,
I think Schroeder does have a bit of a green light here. He's had a 39-minute game recently.
Yeah, I mean, back on KPJ, he's out every second game, man. Like, this guy is so unreliable, has been all season. As someone who hasn't won his roster, it's so frustrating because I wish he was just out for longer so that I could just drop him to the waiver wire, but it's always like game to game, you know, week to week. It's never anything long term, but he's out so much. So I think Schroeder is a good shout there. What I would be doing is I'd be trying to add someone on the Monday, Tuesday, and then going Wednesday, Thursday, and then a Friday, Saturday, and then saving an ad for the Sunday with whatever I need left. So that's how I would approach these things. We have listed all the back-to-backs, but because there's fewer options on that Tuesday, Wednesday, and plus just the way it works out, I'm less excited about those ads. But if some of those guys do fill a need a bit better, then you can definitely consider them. Or if you made the ad on the Sunday for the Monday, Tuesday back-to-back, then you can maybe get something in on that Wednesday or the Tuesday or whatever you can from there. On the Wednesday, Thursday, we'll keep moving along. We've got Miami Heat and the Sacramento Kings. Anyone catch your eye on those two teams, Cal?
Let's have a look at Miami first. I think at this point, you could just be streaming probably Duncan Robinson for some threes. If you need some threes.
I think that's the only guy, really.
I mean, PJ, it's not the best fantasy player this time around, unfortunately. He can give you threes, but I think obviously if you're going for that route, Duncan Robinson is the way to go.
Yeah. 50%
is a game time decision. I will point that out. So there is some hope for maybe a Gabe Vincent could be running that second unit a bit more, get some more touches and assists.
Yeah, he does get a boost when those guys are out, but of course, you still got Kyle Lowry and stuff there, so it is a bit harder to get much value there. I think the biggest guy there is Duncan Robinson, who you mentioned. He's 50% rostered in Yahoo. PJ Tucker can every now and again go off for a game, so if you're really desperate, you can add him in, but I'm not too excited. I'm not really wanting to rely on him.
I'm definitely viewing Justin Holliday as probably a better target, just because he has locked into the starting lineup there. And he is hitting threes. He had a 6 3-point game in his last game. He's a guy that can get you the odd steal and block as well. So that definitely does help you. And even sometimes he gets assists. Like, he had a 6-assist game only a couple of weeks ago. So he is a guy that contributes. His overall is 158 for the season. And that is locked in a starting role that probably is due to come up, really, let's be honest. And he's only rostered in 32% of leagues. So he is out there to pick up.
Yeah, for sure. I think, I love him. I love Davion Mitchell as well, who is rostered in more leagues, but still available in some leagues as someone who can give you the assist and steal streamer. It's hard to get assists off the waiver wire, so you can definitely have a look at him and see if he's available. But outside of that, not too excited. Maybe if you need some really big boost to a field goal percentage of Rashawn Holmes, you're hoping, but we haven't seen many minutes of him since the trade went down with Sabonis. So I think those are the main ones. Nothing too fruitful there on both of those teams, but a couple of threes and steals guys you can look at. And Dante DiVincenzo is the other guy I forgot to mention. I think he is a good steal streamer as well, who seems to be getting a good amount of minutes now that he's acclimated over in Sacramento. Let's move on to Thursday, Friday. We've got four teams in this little slot here. The Atlanta Hawks, the Chicago Bulls, Detroit Pistons, and the Toronto Raptors again. So, obviously, we've already talked about the Raptors. What about the Atlanta Hawks? I think we mentioned in our previous podcast with the John Collins news, Gallinari is a good streamer if you need the threes, you need the points, and the rare free throw percentage stream, which is quite hard to do. Anyone else on the Hawks that you think you could maybe stream in on that back-to-back there?
I think it really is, the Sekongwu and Gallinari would be the... probably the biggest target to me. Most guys would probably be rostered. Huerta, I guess, is there as well. He's not, let's see what percentage he is. He's rostered at 39%. So Kevin Huerta, he's, I guess, potentially worth picking up as well. A bit of a shout for him.
Bit of a points and three stream. Yeah, I think that's a good shout.
He can get the odd assist as well, Huerta. So, I mean, like three assists a game. It's pretty solid.
Yeah, I'll also give a shout out to DeAndre Hunter, who's rostered in 43% of Yahoo leagues. He's very shallow, doesn't give you much, but if you do need a points stream, he is someone that you can definitely consider. But again, keep in mind he doesn't really offer much else outside of that. So, but I do think that Okongwu is basically one of the best blocks and field goal percentage streamers out there, especially with this back-to-back. So I do like us highlighting him. So the other one, the Detroit Pistons are a tough one. There's not a whole lot of talent on this team. So your streamers are pretty thin. You're looking at guys like Kelly Olynyk. Maybe you get some assists. Maybe you can get a Killian Hayes in there for some assists and steals. But outside of that, maybe a Corey Joseph. He still seems to be getting minutes for some reason. I don't see anyone else. Do you think I'm missing anyone there, Cal? Or is that pretty much it for Detroit?
It's probably like Hamidou Diallo.
Yeah, maybe some steals.
There's probably better guys out there. You could consider him. Corey Joseph, I guess, is worth it because he can get you assists. He's getting the minutes. I think they pretty much accepted Killian Hayes needs to be coming off the bench. So he's doing a starting point guard role. The assist points aren't there. So for a pump points team, he can give you a good boost in assists. I would be considering that.
Yeah, that's a good shout. So I think those are the main guys. Obviously, their rotations are a bit funny, so I'm not super, you know, confident with a lot of those guys, but you can sort of get lucky with some of the guys. Like, obviously, Killian Hayes, he does pump out a double-digit assist night every once in a while. Kelly Olynyk can go off in limited minutes in random spurts, but again, I wouldn't want to be doing anything more than having them for two games. Let's go on to the last team in this stream week here. So this back-to-back, I should say, with the Chicago Bulls. Again, a bit of a tight rotation. You're probably looking at guys like Kobe White, Ayo Dosunmu, although most of them might be owned already. However, with the return of Zach LaVine, you might find some guys dropping these guys before this back-to-back. So you could jump in and grab those guys as a bit of a stream for points and threes for White and an assist stream for Dosunmu. Both rostered over 55% of leagues. So they are out there in some shallower leagues, but obviously you'll know with you in your league if they are available. Anyone else that you can consider from Chicago? I guess they're, you know, you've got Green on that team, Devontae Green, but again, he's not much of a fantasy contributor.
Yeah, I think it really is. Like Kobe White really should have been owned the past couple
weeks.
Yeah,
we've called him a must roster last waiver wire show, but you know.
Yeah, and he was balling. He was hitting threes. He was shooting well. Dosunmu as well. He's been pretty consistent now for a while with these prolonged injuries of Caruso. Those are probably the only guys I would consider. Everyone else probably isn't giving you the fantasy output that you're looking to have in a premiership team.
Maybe the new acquisition, the Tristan Thompson, potentially, if you're really desperate for some rebounds. I don't know how quickly he's going to jump into that lineup and get minutes, but if we do see it maybe at the start of the week, and if you're super desperate for rebounds, maybe in a deeper league you can look at Tristan Thompson because he can rebound a fair bit, but again, does literally nothing else. Let's go on to the last couple of back-to-backs. Friday, Saturday, we've got the Minnesota Timberwolves again, so second back-to-back, so all their four games come in back-to-backs this week. The Orlando Magic, the Philadelphia 76ers. So we've obviously touched on the Timberwolves. The Orlando Magic, again, a bit of a tough one. I do want to give a shout-out to Chuma Okeke, who is one of the best steal streamers out there and might be pushing for a bigger role after the All-Star break with Mo Bamba starting to suck a little bit more. He looks like he's pushing his minutes up. He's only rostered in 40% of leagues. I think that probably should be a bit higher as someone who is not flashy with his numbers, but putting up really solid numbers. He's had several four-steal games, three-steal games. So he definitely can give you the defensive stats. Anyone else in Orlando that you're keeping your eye on as a streamer?
Look, this is a team to stream those steals because Gary Harris is there.
Yeah.
He's been getting minutes recently, had a four-steal game. He has been pretty consistent in that since the trade. So he would be another guy I'm looking at.
Yeah, I did look at Gary Harris again. He's also decent for points and threes, although I'm wondering if he's like going to trend down in terms of his minutes, but he really only had that one game where he put up 19 minutes, and that was, you know, the game before the All-Star break. They were getting flogged by Atlanta, so I wouldn't read too much into that. I think he'll still be pretty reliable. Obviously not a huge ceiling, but again, if you need those threes, if you need those steals and maybe a trickle of points, he might be worthwhile. And then the last team on that one, the Philadelphia 76ers. Again, a lot still to change with this one with James Harden still coming in, but there's maybe a few guys. I think you obviously if Matisse Thybulle's rolling out there, he's the best steals and blocks streamer you can basically find. Anyone else on that roster that sort of grabs your eye? I guess Danny Green might be someone if you need some threes, but again, probably a team that there's not a whole lot to love on that roster in terms of streaming value.
Yeah, maybe with James Harden out, if you want to stream threes, we have seen Korkmaz go off, and they do need shooting, especially with Seth Curry gone. So I think if James Harden is out, it looks like it's probably unlikely. He probably will be back by that Friday or Saturday. But if he is still out, I would definitely would consider Korkmaz, because that man can put up 20 points with pretty good threes, because they need him to stretch the court. He put up 30 minutes a game in the last game.
Would you rather Korkmaz or Niang? I think I'd lean more on the Niang side of things.
I think the gambles, I don't know, Niang did put up 40 minutes in that last game. That is a surprise. I guess it's up to you. I think they're both probably both pretty similar. And at this point, it's a bit of a gamble.
Bit of a flip of the coin, really.
Yeah.
I think I would lean Niang just because I'm more confident with his role, James Harden or not. You know, obviously they lost Andre Drummond. So Niang's playing like a lot more of that power forward position. And you've got like a Paul Reed or a Paul Millsap, you know, playing exclusively backup center minutes. So there's not a whole lot of backup power forward there in terms of at Philadelphia. So he's obviously backing up Tobias Harris and playing a little bit of the three as well. So he's got a better path to minutes, in my opinion, than Korkmaz. So I would be, if you're desperate for three streaming, then I think Niang is a decent shout. But as we've mentioned, as you probably heard us, there's a lot of players that shoot a lot of threes. So it's probably, like we've always said, it's the easiest stat to stream. So you've got a lot of options there. So you might be able to do better than someone like a George Niang. All right, last Saturday, Sunday, back-to-back to end the week. There is only one team that has that back-to-back. It is the Memphis Grizzlies. There is a couple of options here. Obviously, we still don't have a Dylan Brooks, so he is out. So you're looking at De'Anthony Melton, who is probably the best streamer on that team. One of my guys. He's always someone I have a go-to if I need a stream for steals, if I need some threes. He can give me some blocks from the guard position. Just be mindful of the percentages. Anyone else that you think we should look at as a potential streaming option from that team?
We've spoken about him before at Brendan Clark.
Yeah.
He's at 50% right now. So he is out there.
Probably should be rostered regardless, to be honest.
He's been playing pretty well. He's pretty much been a top 120 value the whole season.
Yeah.
Can do like, you know, give you a block a game, really low turnovers. We've spoken about him before. He's great fit in a kind of assist build. Yeah. His field goal is through the roof as well, about 65%. Yeah. So there's a lot of net positives there.
Yeah.
So if he's available, he's definitely a shout out if you needed someone on that Saturday, Sunday. So you can do a bit of everything.
Yeah, good shout. I think he is also a good stream. And then I will shout out to Tyus Jones, who is a decent assist streamer. He doesn't do a whole lot else. Maybe a little bit of steals there as well. But we do know that assists are really hard to find on the waiver wire. But he is one of the guys that can do it in limited minutes. So in 20 minutes, he's averaging over 4 assists a game, which is definitely valuable if you're close in that category. But let's move on to our last little bit. So obviously we've gone through a lot of those teams. We're just going to flash on the screen here if you're watching along on YouTube. All the best streamers for different categories. Again, a lot of the names we've read are out, so we're just going to fly through this. For points, I think you've got Cam Thomas, you've got LaMarcus Aldridge, you've got Kobe White, probably your best point scorers, taking into account all those back-to-backs. Threes, we've got a bunch of them. We've got Patty Mills, we've got Justin Holiday, we've got Duncan Robinson, you've got George Niang, and a whole bunch of other guys that we've mentioned already. Rebounds, I think your best options are Jared Vanderbilt, Thaddeus Young, and we didn't mention this guy before, but Omer Yurtseven has been getting some more backup minutes with Dedmon out. So if he continues to be out, even in 15 minutes, he can give you 7 or 8 rebounds. Tristan Thompson, if we find he's back in the lineup over in Chicago as well. Assists, I've got Patrick Beverley, Ayo Dosunmu, both probably should be rostered anyway. But let's also add in Jordan McLaughlin, Killian Hayes, Corey Joseph, Kelly Olynyk, and then also Tyus Jones from the Memphis Grizzlies. A lot of backup guys there. Steals, we've got a good amount of options this week as well with Matisse Thybulle, Thaddeus Young, Patrick Beverley, Jaden McDaniels, Davion Mitchell, Dante DiVincenzo, and Chuma Okeke. So lots of steal streaming options there going into this week. So do keep that in mind when you're planning for your opponent. Blocks, we've just got a few options in Chris Boucher, couple of double ups with the steals options in Jaden McDaniels and Thybulle, and then I think the best block streamer this week will be Onyeka Okongwu with the John Collins news that he might be out that week. The percentage is always tough to stream in, especially that free throw percentage. So on the free throw percentage, you've probably just got Gallinari and Cam Thomas are probably the only ones that are going to get enough volume, enough attempts to really move the needle there. And field goal percentage, you don't need quite as many attempts, but Okongwu, Jared Vanderbilt, Thaddeus Young, and again, maybe Omer Yurtseven in limited minutes could, you know, put up, you know, five or six attempts and give you 10 points at like 80%, which is enough to sort of help you out. But those percentages are the hardest to stream. So do keep that in mind. If those are a category that you're going to be close in, or maybe there's two categories that are close in and it's a percentage or a counting stat, you might be better off going to try and stream the counting stat, in my opinion. Anything else you want to add to those category streamers there, Callum? Anyone you think that we haven't discussed enough, or what are your thoughts overall planning for next week?
Look, I'm pretty happy with the summary there. Shout out to everyone. This is the Fantasy Playoffs. Let's get it. These are the guys that you need to be streaming. We will be doing this on a weekly basis, obviously. We do the week-by-week league. So next week, we'll give you an update as well on similar things for the teams and the players that you need to stream per category.
Yeah, hopefully you make it in as well, Cal. Hopefully you can join us. Obviously, you're doing all right. Right now, you're in it, and you're beating me this week. You're streaming hard, fighting to get in there. I'm sort of... I'm letting my players sit and sort of just hope that they all come back. So you might get in. We'll see. And then we might even have a first-round matchup next week. Because right now I'm in third. You're in sixth. So we've got a top six in our playoff league. So with the top two guys going straight through with the bye week. So we'll keep you guys posted. And who has the ball boys bragging rights after that week? So if you guys have any questions, make sure you drop them over in the comments. Make sure you give this video a big thumbs up. Subscribe if you haven't already. And we'll see you guys next time for some more fantasy playoff goodies. Good luck and bye.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.